welcome to the Mind, Soul and Spirit podcast, where we talk all about concepts of the self, soul purpose, finding meaning and all things spirituality. Here you will find episodes filled with the deep and meaningful and free from the small talk. I'm your host Marnie, and I thank you for joining me on whatever stage of your healing journey you are at. Hello, welcome back. I have just decided to jump on for the quickest little chit chat about our May energy. I have just brought through the channeled guidance for our May energy, which was a really pleasant message to receive from Spirit today. If you haven't noticed the change in the air and in the energy, May is bringing with it a lot more calmness, clarity, patience. The energy is very much cool, calm and collected, and I'm so excited about it, because April, I don't know about you guys, but I felt like April was the fastest but also the slowest month, the longest month. I can't really describe how I feel about April, but all I can say is I'm really, really glad that it's done. Hopefully in April you receive some hints, some downloads, some further information about your path and the journey that you are on and where you need to be leaning into next in different areas of your life. Maybe that's with career, maybe it's within your relationships, maybe it's where you need to start setting better boundaries with yourself or with others within your energy field. April was definitely really full on. I'm hoping that you have got a little bit of extra information that you can use on your journey, whether it's with how you might be able to better show up in the world. Maybe it's to do with your healing journey, and maybe you've been introduced to someone who can help you on your path. Maybe you have something's been highlighted for you that you need to look into a little bit deeper before you can start moving forward. But May's energy, Spirit used the word respite, which is all about taking a rest, taking a break, having a little breather before life starts to get busy again. Not that it's life is going to get crazy until you have had a decent rest and a decent amount of a break. But yeah, now is definitely a time to rest, recoup, rejuvenate. Maybe you're thinking about going on a little retreat or having a weekend away, doing some meditations or yogas or sound baths or whatever. So this month is a really good month if you are either attending or even hosting something spiritual where other people can rest and rejuvenate. There is guidance here though to not overbook yourself this month. So if you are someone that likes to book a lot of appointments and have every day scheduled, and you've got your eyebrows booked in and your hair appointment booked in and you've got your psychologist appointment booked in and the chiropractor booked in and everything booked in, this month is a really good month to just not book so many appointments on those days off where you would normally have appointments, because you are not going to know how you're feeling in the morning. And there's just going to be some days where you get up and you just feel like you need to have a little day in bed, chilling, watching some Netflix, or maybe you need to just have a slower morning and you need to go for a walk and maybe have a swim at the beach or just do something really slow and really soul nourishing. So try not to book those appointments in and have your schedule all lined up, because yeah, this is a time to rest and just really regain your energy back. Spirit are saying as well though, by honoring yourself right now and by giving yourself a little bit of extra downtime, it's actually going to be more productive for you as your next days come. So say you decide that, okay, Saturday and Sunday, I'm not doing anything. I'm really going to rest and just take it easy. By the time Monday rolls around, you are going to get these extra energy bursts and you'll be able to get all of the work done that you would have got done had you you know, if you decided to stagger your work and maybe do a little bit of work on Saturday and do a little bit of work on Sunday, you're just going to have all the energy that you need to be able to get everything done anyway on your actual scheduled work days. So just really look after yourself, honor yourself. When you honor yourself and you rest, this extra energy is going to come in either the next day or a couple of days later, and you'll be able to catch up on anything that maybe you pushed to the side because you wanted to rest, okay? So don't feel like you have to be working all the time and you have to be getting these jobs done and you have to be cleaning the house and seeing that friend and going to that appointment and doing all those things. Just take it easy this month and look after yourself. Spirit also say that this month is a really good month to clean up finances. So if you have any smaller debts, so in specific, they're talking to me about credit cards, fines that maybe you haven't paid, like speeding fines, or I don't know what other sort of fines you could maybe getting, parking fines, I don't know. Maybe it's car payments or insurance payments, or maybe you've had some expenses come in for your business and it's just kind of sitting there and you're waiting for the right time to pay stuff off. Now is a really good time to just pay everything off, really clean up your finances, because what they explained to me is that wherever you have those debts in your life, your abundance is almost like seeping out through the fines. I don't really know how to explain it any better than that, but wherever the fines are, wherever the payments need to go, it's like extra finances are seeping out. And what's actually happening is, say, all of a sudden, all of these random bills and payments will come in and it ends up that you're having to pay more than what you're meant to. I don't really know how to explain it, but it's like weird stuff, like your iCloud bill is a bit higher, or you need to pay for like your Microsoft Word subscription or your Spotify subscription, or like there's all of these other little bills that just all of a sudden come in and say, hey, you need to pay this. Maybe you get like a Medicare bill for like a blood test that you've had or something weird like that, okay? So just clean up your finances the best that you can, okay? So don't just sit there and think, oh, I'll pay it next payday, or I'll pay it in a couple of weeks. When the bills come in, just pay it, get rid of it. If you've got any credit card debts or anything and you have finances sitting there that, yeah, you can actually get by if you've just paid that credit card off and just didn't use it for, you know, a little while, or maybe you decide to cancel it altogether, this month is a really good month to do that because it's a lucky time this month. So you really want your abundance and your financial, like your wealth, you want that coming in rather than coming out. So wherever you've got these little holes where your abundance might be seeping out from, just get rid of it, get it out of your energy field. Stop, get it out of your mind so that you're not thinking about it, because that also has a negative effect in that if you're constantly thinking, I need to pay my phone bill, I need to pay my car insurance, I need to pay this, I pay this, you're actually giving off that energy that all of your money is leaving your space rather than coming in. And one tip that Spirit just are asking me to share now is that you are circulating money right now, okay? So be grateful that you have money there that you can pay for your car, or you can pay for your phone bill, or you can pay the fine, whatever it is. Show gratitude to that and just say, I'm circulating this money. And also think, this money is coming back to me tenfold. So whatever money goes out, 10 times more will come through. Or you might want to be a little bit more practical and say, any money that I need to pay this today, or any bills that I pay today, the money is going to circulate back to me within 2 weeks, or, you know, you can set time frames, or within the month, the money will be returned to me. So yeah, now is a good time to just clean up your financial act with those smaller financial debts. Okay. So I'm not talking about like paying your house off or something crazy like that. You are just paying off those smaller little debts that may be creating a bit of friction in your finances right now. But other than that, this month has really beautiful energy about it. We are now on a new path. So April presented us with those little downloads, those little hints, and now we have more clarity over where we're heading. Spirit do say though, not everything has been revealed just yet. Just enough has been revealed for you to gain momentum towards the direction you need to be heading down. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, wait, I haven't even had, you know, I don't know where I'm heading. I don't know where I'm supposed to go, whatever, whatever. Don't panic, okay? Think about what insights you may have had this month or in April. And figure out or just reflect on where, if you acted on that little hint, where might it lead you? Okay, so not everything has been revealed, just enough for you to take the next step. Because when we move through life, we are stepping on little stepping stones and we just keep hopping on to the next one. Then once we kind of achieve what needs to be achieved at that stepping stone, another stepping stone is revealed and we step onto that one and we just keep going and going and hopping along until our path might change direction or until we get hit with something really big that pushes us onto a different set of stepping stones. So look forward to this month. Enjoy the downtime. Enjoy the rest. You deserve it. Last month was also really big for friction within relationships, business partnerships, friendships. So if you were going through a bit of a stage, maybe in your relationship where you felt like you were both against each other all the time, or you were feeling like you were in a bit of a roommate phase and basically you're just two passing ships in the night, that energy is coming to an end. And Spirit actually bring in now as well that this is a good month for romance. So reconnecting with your partner, if after last month you guys have been on different pages, this is a good month to kind of relight the spark. So if you have a little date night or plan a picnic or just plan some time for the two of you to do something special to reconnect and to really get back on the same page. So yeah, enjoy the energy of May and I will check in again soon. Bye.